Hello, I'm Leroy. You may know me as the Asian guy from Good Friends and Fez. We would like to apologize on the audio quality on this episode of Good Friends and Fez. This episode was not recorded with our usual setup in an effort to get an episode out to our listeners. We thank you for listening to our podcast and hope you like us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. If you have any friends and family members that may enjoy listening to our podcast, please share it with them. We hope that the sound of my sultry voice will make up for this audio issues. Finally, a shout out to some listeners who have liked us on our Facebook page. Trent Gergetta, Daniel Devine, and Jeff Hardy. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez. Good friends and Fez.
Alright, so welcome everyone to episode 3 of Good Friends and Fez with our hosts.
And I'm Jackie Chan. No, I'm Leroy.
I'm Lee and I've got 2 stubs of beer in front of me.
Yep, cool. And I'm Steven. 1 beer and cool.
Yep, I'm Tyson and Happy New Year to everyone out there.
And I'm Fez.
Thanks so much. Alright, cool. So we'll just move on to our first segment here with the Corpsey to get us started.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it started. 2013, New Year, all that shit. But I'm not interested in how your party was. I'm interested in how your week was. Alright, now, listeners, we've changed up a little bit. The past segment was 4 points of your day. And we knew at the game and we realised it was quite mundane and shit out. So we're like, surely between, you know, the 6 of us, there's got to be 4 points of our week that is slightly enjoyable to listen to. So I'm going to kick it off. Number 1, won $85 on a sweepstake.
Pretty good.
Not bad, yeah, not bad.
That's good.
Point number 2, drank 2 bottles of 40-year-old port. This is you know, dust on the bottle, yeah. Vintage cellar.
That's heavy.
Yeah, 6-year-olds would get erections just listening to this shit. It was good stuff. Got the Life's Too Short DVD.
Oh, very good.
Hilarious comedy by Ricky Gervais. And final point, made the best spaghetti bolognese sauce from scratch.
Yeah, okay.
Hands down the best.
Well, they're all good points, man. And are we still doing the slap on the back, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, there's still a slap on the back, yeah. Don't worry. Actually, I think, because it's a week... We should bring it out to 3 slaps. Let's pass it on to Leroy.
First point of the week, for the week. In the past 24 hours, I've been driving for 10 hours straight up to Mildura and back to Adelaide.
That's good time for it. Yeah,
that's fine. Funny if you're a truckie.
Yeah. It's fine, but at least now I'm away from the missus, away from the leash. I love you.
Oh, it just adds in the I love you. Yeah, that's sweet.
That's what I say, yeah.
I've got diabetes now.
Yeah, for a New Year's celebration, I'm back in 12 o'clock. You guys are basically out partying. I'm actually in the backyard playing sparklers with the missus. Do a little bit something, a little bit romantic on the side.
How is scalding hot flames from gunpowder romantic? That's fucking warlike. Yeah, come on. What's your third point?
I've been learning Vietnamese, actually, because coming next month, I'll be actually going to Vietnam.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Useful.
I'm a bit like Joey at the moment. He's learning Italian, or is it French?
French.
Yeah.
So when she says something, I'll go for left or slow.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't make sense.
I don't like that point.
I don't speak Vietnamese, man, so I don't know that doesn't make sense.
I think we all just did a collective nod in
agreement. Final point. Final point.
Christmas gift. The back creation activity. Yeah. I just basically re-gifted a gift that she bought herself. For herself. We didn't really get a good reception from it, but I actually had a good laugh, but in the end, well...
Sounds like you pissed off the girlfriend, is what you did your week.
Is that why you're going to Vietnam?
Yeah, you're going over there to serve, not for a holiday. Watch out for the napalm. All right.
That's my 4 points.
4 points. All right, 4 points done. It's okay. It's okay. Stephen, hit us with some news nuggets.
All right, so my 4 points. The first point was that I bought a barbecue after Christmas. The guy at the shop told me it would take me an hour to put together. It Took me 3.5 hours to put that thing together.
And you're an engineer.
Yeah.
Good work.
In 40 degree heat. And second point, I've had bad luck with cars this week. I scraped the front of the car coming to the garage. I got rear-ended by somebody in the
city.
That
was nothing to do with cars.
Yeah, couldn't have been rear-ended by a nicer guy. But yeah, so I've had shit luck with cars, so that wasn't any good. I attempted to throw the worst organized New Year's Eve party of all time about 3 days before New Year's because my plans failed. So yeah, that went down a treat with all me and like Leroy here to celebrate it. And then, my fourth point was I ended up spending the end of New Year's down the beach with my girlfriend and Fez, so...
Yeah, the awkward thing.
That is... Stephen, you've given us 4 points of disappointment and misery. Get the Vass out and put it on your back, that's all I'm saying. Tyson, come on, I bet you had a better week.
Oh, yeah. It was alright. I just got some... obviously the Christmas, New Year's week's pretty eventful. So I kind of just chosen 4 points that weren't really eventful. You know, just random things that happen throughout the week. So one night I had 4 McDonald's burgers.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Now, I think probably some of you remember I did like 14 one night or something.
I remember.
Is 14 as good as eating 2 whole pizzas? 14 Maccas and 2 whole pizzas. What's better? What's more impressive?
We're not talking about your week right now.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I'm just saying, you think that's impressive?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not impressed.
We'll come back.
Yeah. Well, it depends about the inches and, yeah. Anyway. So I had 4 McDonald's burgers in, and I just like to say, I watched The Campaign. I don't actually like Will Ferrell or his movies. It was actually pretty good. So I just thought, that was probably one of the highlights of my week, because... it was unexpected that I enjoyed it.
That is not a good highlight.
I watched a comedy movie and it made me laugh. Nice.
It was better than I expected.
I didn't get rear-ended, so...
Very good point.
That's true.
I went to the beach on New Year's Day and avoided a $5 car park by parking just on the road right next to the beach.
Cheat the system.
And today, really, 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 really strange, as you can see, it's really strange.
Was that strange?
Yeah, it is actually pretty strange. I came home today and my dad had cleaned my room, bought shoe racks, put all my shoes in shoe rack, threw out all the old clothes apparently I don't want to wear anymore, just everything. So that was a little odd, and I thought, that was a bit spontaneous of him, and
Okay.
The holidays, and is he retired or is he still working?
He's still working, but he's on holidays, so no hobby, no friends. Clean my son's
good friends and Fez and Tyson's dad. Alright, come on you piece of shit Fez, tell us something.
Alright, well, my first point is...
We're going to give him shit.
Yeah,
he's wearing sunglasses. You're inside.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, running.
Yeah, you didn't even get a dick in the eye this week.
I didn't.
What are your 4 points, Fez?
On New Year's Eve, I went and ride the pink dog on the Brown Street, Franklin Street intersection with Stephen.
What?
Yeah, there's this really huge, like, statue of pink dog. And we went and jumped on it. It was hard to get on it at first, but we got on there.
Explain the story of how we initially tried. And by we, I mean you initially tried to get on it.
Well, I went and... well, my first approach was I ran straight for it and jumped. Little did I realise there was, like, no grip, so I just hit it and then fell back down.
Good.
All right, second point. End of New Year's Eve at Henley Beach, where Stephen claims he saw 3 shooting stars. I didn't see anything.
Well, okay. I saw shooting stars. What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
My third point is I had a barbecue lunch.
I hate you so much.
followed by a barbecue dinner. And then after that, I also ate a bit of Steven's barbecue when I rocked up to his house.
So you had 3 barbecues in the year.
I've never heard someone use the word barbecue 3 times in a sentence. But you've done it.
And on Saturday, I got a 182 in bowling.
Wow.
That's reasonably impressive. High.
That's pretty good.
That is.
Bumpers or no bumpers?
No bumpers.
No bumpers. Fuck.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. That's 4. That is 4 points from everyone.
Yeah.
Now we've just got to decide whose was worse.
I reckon Steve.
Yeah, okay, Leroy's named Stephen. I think Steve, and you can see the disappointment in his eye. That's why you were asking so many fucking questions. You wanted this segment to just go for hours so you didn't get slapped on the back.
Oh, dude, I was looking over my 4 points and I was just like, none of these are fucking good.
Yeah, all of them are terrible.
Yeah, they're not even interesting. I was just like, I've had a shit week.
Wow. All right. Who wants to slap? Well, we've got 3 slaps.
I'll distribute the slaps, thank you very much.
All right. Stephen, distribute the slaps as you will.
One to Tyson, because I think he has nice, soft hands. not from experience.
Rear-ended soft hands.
Yeah, I'll give one to Fez and I'll give one to Leroy because you guys have both been slapped and Quirbsy's a bigger man than you.
Shirt's coming up. Stephen's getting his inaugural slap.
I'll give you the choice, upper back or lower back.
Let's go upper.
Upper. Fez is up to the plate now.
Upper or lower, dude?
Let's go upper again.
Oh! No wonder you're not a good friend. And here's Leroy.
I lifted my hand back just as much as he.
Alright.
Here's Leroy.
Take it up again.
Oh! Yes!
Did that get worse?
Oh, look at him complaining about his hand. Yeah, it did get worse.
I'll tell you what,
that's a welt coming on.
That is why I love that segment. And now we're going to kick this on to Leroy.
Welcome to Leroy's Loopy News. I have 2 news for you this segment. Actually, it's a pretty interesting one. Have you all heard about the slow loris?
The what?
Slow loris?
Is that something from Madagascar?
I think so. Not really. It's like a big eye. It's a very slow movie.
I get all of my animal research done through Disney Pixar movies.
Apparently this slow loris is poisonous.
Okay.
It's got poison glands in its elbows. And when it feels threatened, it actually licks from this poison glands and bites and actually can kill a human.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. But where would a human ever come in contact with this thing?
It's only in Southeast Asia.
I got to be honest. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What is it? A loris?
It's almost like a sloth. It's very slow.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if it was the same kind of appearance as a frog, then maybe toad licking. Someone could lick a toad, like a trying to get high. They lick an elbow.
It's like a mammal that's poisonous.
Okay, so there would be no reason why you'd lick a monkey.
Yeah,
I'd stay away from its elbows.
Yeah,
there's not much more I can say about that except just don't lick a loris's elbow.
Yeah, I'm with you. Was that the news?
Yeah, well, it was one of the news.
You can tell he disappointed himself in that news.
I'm a bit disappointed. Second of all, you know how technology is growing with the phone, mobile phones and everything. Everyone wants an iPhone, or every teenager wants an iPhone. Apparently from this news, a mom got her teenage son an iPhone. But with this phone came a contract from the mom.
Which was?
Well, basically restricting his usages. You know, if the mom calls or the dad calls, he can't reject it or wait for it to pass. Or...
So
if it's passcode locked, the mom needs to know the password.
Do you know how old this guy was?
13.
13?
Yeah. He's getting an iPhone.
Oh, 13.
Early teens.
I actually had a dinner on New Year's Eve, and there was probably they would have been no older than 10 years old. And they were talking about apps and games. They had iPhones.
Why the fuck are you going to Wiggly Worm? Easy. That is sick and twisted. But yeah, Leroy, that is whack. That is whack. I wouldn't sign that contract. What is the point of having a phone if you have to answer to your mum every time she knows the password? Especially when you're 13. I mean, you got to send all those dirty pictures of your, elbows or whatever kids are into. I don't know.
But then also, if you've got an iPhone at such a young age, how many of your friends would have a phone?
Well, in this day of age, almost any kid would have an iPhone. I mean, you even see 5-year-olds playing on iPads and so on.
Yeah, that's true. Quite a few kids do have it, but the point of your news was the contract, isn't it?
Yeah, the contract.
Mainly so they're controlling. I think that's fine at 13, though.
What? A contract? Would you honestly sign a contract with your parents? Let me guess, this is from America, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bible belting country.
I can't remember.
Probably. Fuck it off. Don't sign the contract. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just don't take the phone. Just go and buy like yourself like a Nokia 3210. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's... I mean, the contract doesn't really bother me though either.
It's a free phone. Mm. But
I think because at the age of 13, I mean, kids might be different these days, but the worst my parents would have found is like... Oh, Steven really likes this Nintendo 64 game. Maybe that's because I was a nerd.
You don't go out there and finger some girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Take away your TV.
They're probably more angry at me for not going out there and like, banging some chick.
Why don't you smoke dope like the other kids?
Yeah.
You bastard.
We never find strange girls in your bed.
Yeah. So it's just your teddy bear.
I loved Fred.
And that's all for my news. Signing out.
Now it's time for Stephen, I think. What have you... You've got a new segment for us.
I do. Put pet peeves to the, on the back burner for now, at least. But anyway, so the segment I've got this week, being the 2nd of January and just starting the new year, is New Year Restitutions. Now, the idea behind this is that we all piss each other off, at least in this friendship circle at one point or another. Either we're ragging on Leroy for eating everything with chopsticks. Or Fez for just being Fez. We've pissed off people, just like I have now, Leroy. So now is your chance to get back at the person to the right of you, sitting around this circle. So nobody sticks to their resolutions anyway, but for the next 2 weeks, or between this and the next pod, I want you to assign a resolution, your restitution, if you will, to the person to your right, that they have to stick to, and they will have to show evidence that they've stuck to this every day for the next 2 weeks. So yeah, essentially I'm thinking whoever sticks to their resolution the least out of us will be punished. Now we've all got a formal dinner party coming up where we'll be dressed up with the suit and ties. I'm thinking the loser of this has to come in costume. It'll be extremely out of place. And a costume and a costume decided by the rest of the group upon vote. So, will people take on these stakes?
Yeah, I'm a gambling man. I'll do it.
Wait, dude, you just have to stick to it.
But before we start this, I'm just... what about Lexus?
I have Lexus pre-recorded.
Is he aware? Who's going to be his new
I guess Tyson... We'll imagine Tyson... Lexus is in between Tyson and myself. Says nothing to the listeners.
You've got this whole thing rigged already.
No, because Lexus
just plays him conveniently.
It's not even Lexus. It's totally just you with a novelty moustache on going, ooh, Stephen has to not eat celery. Ooh.
Well, let's see what his resolution is before we deem that, okay? Let's just see. If you guys go, oh, that's a pussy thing, Stephen rigged it, which I 100% did not, by the way.
Well, you've heard it before.
No, he sent it through to my email. I put it on my phone.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Why don't we make it that everyone has to do the same thing? Because someone might make it easier or harder than others.
That's part
of the game. This is what before the podcast is for. Yeah. When we said, fuck you. All right.
Yeah, this is the way it's playing out first. Jeez. She took your bloody hater blockers off for a second. I didn't realize what's going on around you. All right, maybe Querbsy can start. So, Querbsy, you're giving Leroy his resolution for the next 2 weeks.
Restitution, is it?
Your restitution, his resolution.
Oh, okay. Well...
So, this is for all the times that Leroy's really pissed you off. What would you like him to do? And bear in mind, they have to be doable things. We're not going to make him go into work naked.
No. I would never do that. Although it's hard to be a sex worker if you've got to get your clothes. Nothing really pisses me off that much about Leroy. But you wear a lot of dark clothing.
Yes.
For the next, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
For the next roughly. 2 weeks... Oh, I'll give you this. You can sleep in your dark clothing as you do, your little goth. Or, actually, no yours. No, fuck it. You can sleep in your dark clothing, but as soon as you out of bed, you have to wear something bright. Something a bit cheerful. Something a bit, hello world, I'm here to hug you. You know, just a nice...
Oh, that's great. You know what? I strongly appreciate that because I live with Leroy. And there's nothing... I open my bedroom door in the morning.
Yeah.
There's my Leroy sitting there.
Oh.
With his, like, his black on. Oh, like, general just hate for the world.
Man, Marilyn Manson.
Exactly.
Slitting hamster's throat. Yeah, exactly. Praying to Satan. Nah, you gotta wear some nice, bright clothing, alright?
All right,
done.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks.
Bright clothing.
For 2 weeks. Okay, let's make it 2 weeks regardless of when the next pod is. So, say from the 2nd to the 14th. No, to the 16th.
If that pod happens, I'll still wear bright clothes, pretty much.
Sorry?
If there's a pod happening in between.
Yes, until the 16th. Okay, yeah. So,
alright.
So how are we going to know?
He has to upload a picture of himself wearing bright clothes.
Every day. People are going to become very annoyed.
Well, we're not going to be tagging him, man.
No, but you guys have Steven living in the same place. He will see him.
Alright, we'll just make a montage of yourself and then upload one JPEG at the end, showing them all.
I just envision people logging onto Facebook every day and seeing him doing selfies that have had two straight weeks doing bright, colourful photos.
But that's part of it. I think that should be part of it.
That
is
part
of the punishment.
I think maybe once a week, a halfway progression and maybe a final.
Okay, but we want to see evidence of it every day, though. So you have to upload it every day, but you have to take a photo every day.
Yeah, and then create an album at the end of it. Then.
Yeah,
maybe that's
okay. That's better.
Just evidence, just suffice evidence that would pass in, let's say, a Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been planning this. Let's see. You going? Do you still work?
Yes, I still work.
Okay. I want you, when you go up to any girl.
Yeah,
or before you start any conversation with them, I want you to tell them, hey, I'm fast, and you give them a wink.
I don't want to take your restitution away, but I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
A photo of Fez with a girl every day doing a wink and the arm around the shoulder. Different girl.
That's what I'm saying.
That way we can see that it's actually happening.
Yeah.
And I don't want your mum or your cousin or your fucking sister or whatever.
Friends or other friends.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone.
Different girl every day.
All right.
It can be an old lady or anything like that, but it's just a girl.
Yeah, it can be an old lady within reason.
Any of your interests.
It can be anyone. No family members.
Yeah. Well, you know who my family members are anyway.
Yeah, I do.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good, actually. Especially for Fez.
Mm.
Well, I know Tyson, you do, you know, art and graphic design-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, you don't have any tattoos either, so draw a tattoo sleeve on your arm and do a selfie, but in public.
Alright, okay, I'm game for that. So that tattoo can just stay for, or do I have to add to it? Like, you know, put a bit
change the tattoo every day? Every day.
Jeez, I'm gonna have to shower now. Alright, okay, I'm down for that. I wouldn't get a tattoo ever, so this is probably a big change for me. So I'll tap myself up, and so just arms, fine, one arm, sleeve it up, some tribal, somebody.
Just remember, for evidence.
You have to take a photo of yourself in public, not like in your bathroom.
Bedroom.
Facebook selfies in your teeny weenies in the bathroom. We want a public shot of your.
I'll see if I can try and get a red square with that. So, basically, how long have I known Lexus for? Maybe 5 years.
Let's say
5 years. I reckon, like, you trace it back from start to now, and I reckon his hair's been the same every single time I've ever seen him. Not saying that's a bad thing. You know, if you can keep that style and roll with it and look good with it, why change, you know?
Don't change a good thing.
Yeah, don't fix something that's...
He's a sharp-looking kid.
Yeah.
For a Minder, yeah.
So I'm not asking him to do anything radical here, you know, purple mohawk or, you know, I just want to see some gel in it. You know, maybe slick back his hair one day, comb over the next day, rough it up one day. Just show the different, you know, styles he can have and, you know, extract that personality inside him. It's your choice if you want to put hair extensions in one day or, you know, shave it or whatever. But, you know, just slick it, play around with the gel, go crazy, have some fun. Have some fun while you're at it, Lexus.
Okay.
I personally would love to see Lexus with parted hair down the middle.
Yeah, that's what I want to see, the old part.
Nah, cool. All right, and here's Lexus' pre-recorded one for myself.
Stephen, this year, I want you to turn around how you feel about Facebook status updates. So I want you, for the next 2 weeks, to do 2 updates a day for things such as how you're feeling. Maybe give people really personal messages, but do it publicly about how they've annoyed you, and then finish it with something like, you know who you are, or just complain about how the world sucks in general. But for people who haven't listened to the podcast, make it seem legit, as if you're not doing it as a joke. All right, good luck, Stephen.
All right.
That's brilliant.
That is very good.
You're going to hate it.
I do.
Do you need instructions on how to post a status before this?
Yeah, just about. I think I've only posted 2 statuses in 2012, so 2013 is going to start with a bang in the Facebook world.
Yeah, you write using the keyboard. You don't write on the actual screen.
Oh, damages, man.
And, yeah.
Something doing wrong. All right, cheers to that, Alexis. There's a special place in my heart for you now.
The cockles.
Yeah. All right, so that just brings me left here for the restitution on Corbsy. So Corbsy, right now you're a free man.
Free and moneyless, yes.
Yeah, exactly. You have a lot of free time in your hands, and yeah. I think, why not get a little bit freer?
Okay.
So for the next 2 weeks, I'd like you to freeball it.
How do I prove that?
Just show a little bit of the top of your upper thigh with no underwear there. Pull down a bit of the skimpy part of
your pants. Okay, I could... Yep. Yes.
Free bullet.
Done.
So, yeah, anywhere. So you'll be going into job interviews, free bullet again.
Yeah.
Nobody will know, except for you. And you'll be
having... No underwear for... because I fart a lot, and sometimes I question my fart. All right, let's do it. Nah, free balling.
All right.
Free balling for a week. I'll do some type of evidence.
You could get pretty graphic if you really wanted to.
I'm going to say my Facebook account will be changed to a U-Porn, and that's how I'll prove it.
All right, so that's great. And now we'll pass it over to Fez with his revamped segment after the atrocity that was last week.
All right. Well, my segment today is sexual fetishes. And pretty much...
Explain that.
Well, it's sexual fantasies, but instead of fantasies, it's fetishes. Anyway, pretty much what we do is each week we get 2 celebrities or well-known people, and between the two, which one would you choose to have sex with and why? And, well, a couple of days ago, I was watching a rerun of Oprah, and I thought, why don't we do Oprah and Rosie O'Donnell?
I'm just going Oprah because she's black, you know, something different.
You know, it's funny because that's exactly what came to my mind.
I speak for everyone.
Yeah. I'm going to throw Rosie O'Donnell. She's a lesbian, isn't she? She's actually a lesbian. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian. Now, to have that like tag next to your name as the dude who changed Rosie O'Donnell from loving the ladies to loving the dudes, yeah. I'm going to say Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a fair point.
If you can convert, you know.
Yeah, so I didn't Rosie, actually know.
I think she's listening.
I'm agreeing with Oprah. Not to say I'm a gold digger, but she's got the money.
Rosie O'Donnell would have money as well.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
They both have money.
Oprah would have way more money.
Way more.
Yeah. I don't see Rosie O'Donnell buying diamond rings for everyone.
Yeah,
Oprah's says her name or something.
Oprah's got Rosie O'Donnell's bankroll on her buddy toilet paper. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Steven?
Yeah, I'll probably go Oprah. Just seems like a nice person.
You know, a nice person. How?
She gives away cars. She seems to be doing the right thing by people, so I'd give her a cheeky shag.
I think I'm bored with what Lee said, you know.
Yeah?
You get a new, you know, rep if you do that to Rosie O'Donnell, so.
That is if she... I'm pretty sure she is a lesbian. Otherwise, poor old Rosie's singing, what about me? It isn't fair.
We might need to get some lawyers on this show.
Yeah. Because that couldn't be more libelous if she is not.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you know she was a lesbian before?
No, he just mentioned it now.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So what was your thinking beforehand?
I was going to say Oprah because of the money.
Because of the money.
All right, well, now I pass it over to Lee.
That was the worst crossover ever.
Smooth.
He had a gun held to his head. Why he said that?
I just imagine like Fez has been the worst strip club announcer ever. Like, alright guys, put your hands together for Destiny. She looks pretty. Alright. No, that was terrible, Fez, but fuck you. Now my topic, I guess, for today is as we said, it is a New Year's Eve kind of theme. A lot of us were at the parties, we got drunk, and a few of us probably would have made New Year's resolutions. Now, a resolution to me is pointless. It's nothing. It's pretty much someone saying, oh, I'm going to quit smoking, and then they, you know, they don't smoke for 3 weeks and then realise how much they love that rich taste of Virginian tobacco and just fucking chuff it down. So how about we look at changing the world, not your own little personal habits. I want to have a New Year's revolution. All right?
Yeah, this is, I'm with you.
Yeah, this is what I want to do. I want the people around this podcast to tell me a New Year's revolution. What do you want to change in the world to make it a better place? Make 2013 a better place. Now, should I kick this off in the dick first?
I think so. Yeah. I think you should see where we're going.
Yeah, I'll just chuck around the vibe, all right?
Be the Che Guevara of this podcast.
I will. I'm a, I'm a freedom fighter for piss dickheads talking about shit. All right, my New Year's revolution is I want the people of the world to revolt against unnecessary movie sequels. Okay,
I'm with you.
Last night, I went and saw The Hobbit. All right? It went for fucking 3 hours. I know that the only reason that prick being Peter Jackson wants to make 3 fucking movies out of it, turn it into a trilogy, is so he can get another $100 billion from all the other Hobbit nerds out there who are going to see any amount of movies they want. Now, here's where I come in. I didn't want to fucking see it, but I got dragged along by my girlfriend who loves that stuff, all right? And there's a lot of people who fucking cream over The Hobbit. I spent I had a free ticket to the fucking thing, but still had to spend an extra $4 to wear cellophane goggles so I could see it in 3D so Peter Jackson could get a little bit of more money to stick up his ass or whatever the fuck he does with it. I am fucking angry. I am sick of unnecessary trilogies to pump a bit more money. That movie, they could have wrapped it up in one. Instead of having some bearded fuck in a wizard forest somewhere talking about a mushroom for 30 minutes straight, do the battle scene, fucking annihilate the evil, get on with it, movie's done in 80 minutes, and I don't have to spend another $40 in 3 years' time seeing the third and the fourth and the sixth and the sequel and the prequel and the shenequel. It's bullshit. Revolt, people. Fucking put down your pitchforks, pick up a pen. The pen is mightier than the sword, as Joe Pesci in Casino told us.
Yeah.
Stab them in the neck and refuse to see sequels that did not need to be made. That's my fuck. No, I'm angry. I'm getting a beer. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm angry about that. That pisses me off, though. Unnecessary sequels, fuck them. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, I think it's even worse with the movies we've already had made. How many times has the story of The Hulk been retold in the last 10 years?
I know.
It's like, it's not even Hulk 2, it's just The Hulk again. Yeah. Spider-Man's play restarted. Yeah. Like, we just don't need this shit.
It's a bit of an insult to writers these days.
Oh, like, I know.
You let their creative minds, you know, they've got so many ideas and...
Yeah.
You know, and you're just being, restrained to this bloody, you know, sequels, prequels, whatever. Go crazy, think of something new. Do something new.
I love your new movie about a troll escaping his, you know, gender-specific fucking country or whatever. But no, Pirates of the Caribbean can make a 7th movie. Fuck that.
I'm with you. Remakes are another thing that I think you might as well throw in there with the
remakes, trilogies, sequels. Like, it's all bullshit. Unless it's porno, because porno's wicked. Banging in Britain 13 was way better than Banging in Britain 12. I'm just going to say that.
I don't know. Have you seen 14?
No. Is it good?
Ooh.
It's banging.
They take it up a notch.
Yeah. Another cucumber sandwich. Got
All
right. So that's my little revolution that I want to have. So, Stephen, you got a revolution? Have you got something that you want to change so I don't look like a crazed lunatic?
Well, they do say that we are the people of the revolution. By we, I mean like Bonnie Tyler or whoever the hell sang that song. Alright, we kind of sprung this on me. Revolution. I guess my revolution would be against the hipster movement is what my revolution is. Yeah. It's been and done, okay? The hipster movement, we can say it was cool for a while. I never jumped on board, but like we're over it now, okay? Buddy, Angus and Julia Stone made some track about a big red car or some shit. And now... That wasn't them. Whatever they sang about.
No, it was. I'd hate. Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah. So now we have people like thinking that they're hip because they wear faded floral dresses or like bulky, thick black rimmed glasses, yeah. And you just like, come on, guys. Like, and they're like, oh no, we're all different. It's like, you're all the fucking same. Yeah. Like, that's what I hate the most about all these movements. Emos back in the day as well. It's like, we want to be different.
And put a fucking gear on your bike. No one likes riding fixies. Oh. You ever gone up on a hill on a single chain bike? It's fucking tough.
I know. That's the thing.
No one likes a sweaty hipster. And when you've ridden all the way up fucking Mount Barker because you've been at the Exeter for too long and you're all sweaty, fucking get a gear on your bike.
That's the thing. It's they're not practical. They're not funny. Have you ever tried to talk to a hipster? It's not at all interesting. It's just like, oh, check out this new vinyl I got. It's like, shut up, mates.
Good. I like the anger. This is about getting angry.
So I guess that's my thing. I'm just not a fan. I think the hipster movement's hopefully fading anyway. But we may as well just kick it in the ass, get out of there for 2013.
Big bulky glasses. That's that needs to go.
It does need to go. Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's just find your own personality, people.
Mm.
Maybe that's what my real revolution is. People finding their own, like, niche. Yeah. Their own thing. Not just conforming.
As long as it's not hipster. Yeah.
But if your thing's hipster, I hate you.
Yeah.
I want you to be your own person, unless that is hipster.
Yeah, and that's what equality's about. Tyson, what's your revolution?
My revolution for 2013 is comfort. Now, just think of the word comfort.
Okay.
It's very, you know, you're in your zone, you know, everything's comfortable, very spaced out. What is with people? I don't know. I just see people wearing clothes. How the fuck is that comfortable? Like girls, you know, the jeans riding up to their crotch, the tie, you know, even the guys wearing tight things that I don't know how they get their balls in, you know. Just want a year, you know, dress comfortable. Who cares what people, you know, see you as? I can dress comfy, you know, just, yeah.
I can get on board with that. I'm a big track fan.
Dress comfy.
I'm a track fan crusader.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm not a fan of trackies in public. This thing looks tacky.
Well, it's not just trackies.
It's not like, you know when you see the girl wearing the trackies, they've rolled them down a little bit too low, and it's like, it's skanky, but it's skanky hot.
Yeah.
And they look comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, go for it.
You know my biggest turn on in a girl is wearing, like, just a pair of trackies and, like, just a random shirt. T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
You say no shirt, or?
Oh, just a shirt.
Because that's good as well.
Yeah. What a strange fetish you have.
But just like, a T-shirt and just, like, you know, just hang around the house.
But, like,
what you want.
It doesn't have to be trackies. Like, just, you know, shorts that aren't up to your ass. You know, girls' bum just don't have to be exposed all the time. Like, you know.
I don't know if I can get on board with that one.
Oh, like, you know, there hits a point. You're walking with your girlfriend.
He likes them without the shirts, but the pants.
He's a tits man.
Yeah. No, I just, 2013, let's have a comfortable year.
The year of the comfort.
I like that.
Okay. We survived the Mayan prophecy. Let's just let our hair down. So we made it. Let's put on a sweater.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah, that's not bad.
All right. Fez, come on, mate. Have you got a revolution?
No.
No? Leroy's got one. Leroy, Fez, you don't have anything. Fuck you.
You know how, like, you know, you go visit your friend's Facebook and you see they have 1,000 friends. I bet they don't know all of them.
Yeah. Well, they might know 974.
Oh, yeah, they might, but not all of them. Yeah. I'm annoyed by the fact that, you know, random people start adding you just because mutual friends, but you've never met that person before.
Yeah.
And likewise.
I'm with you.
Well, to be fair, Adelaide is pretty small as it is. It could be possible to get a
No, but you're not their friend. Like,
I've never spoken to them. Yeah. You've never seen them in the
face. No, but even people that, like, if I've spoken to some dude at a party, don't be having them on Facebook the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, that conversation was, like, mildly amusing. But I'm not going to be bloody best mates with you now. I don't want to see pictures of you bloody down at, I don't know, Kate Jarvis or something.
It's a lovely spot up there, though. Yeah, you get the hills and the... Yeah, anyway, so...
I just find more remarkable is how do they add you? How do they find you? Like, if they spoke to you at a party, they know your name's Stephen. What do they do? Search it? Do they go through mutual friends? How do they actually find your
page? Yeah, they'll
take
a good long time to try and...
Yeah. And quite often they never speak to you again.
Yeah.
They add you as a friend and you see their picture, you're like, okay, accept, because, I don't know, they might stab me if I don't.
Yeah.
And then you never speak to them again. And you defriend them and they don't even know.
So he's almost stabbing you.
I don't know. Sometimes you meet that weirdo. It's just like, you know.
Some psycho.
I honestly agree. I literally accept everyone that adds me. I don't add anyone, like, for the last few years. I added when I first started Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyone who adds me, I just click accept just for that reason that Lee said. I don't want someone, you know, I don't want that awkward moment when you go to town and someone's, hey, how's it going? Haven't seen you since, buddy, yonks ago. Oh, why didn't you accept me on Facebook? Then that is awkward. I want to avoid that. I accept everyone.
No, people do.
On Facebook. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
True story, though.
Oh, gosh.
What happened, like, this guy, I didn't really know too well in high school. He, you know, requested me as a friend on Facebook. And I was like, I don't really know him that well. Don't. Adam as a friend, and then after a fair few weeks, I get a message. He could send me a message somehow,
yeah.
And it was just like, "Oh, why aren't you accepting me as a friend on Facebook?" And I was like, "Shit, I have to reply. I don't know what to do." Like,
how many friends does he have total? Do you know?
Is that tough? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a sad case right there.
I do love that when you see someone who's got like 1,000 friends, quite often they'll have it's obviously some type of internet scam where someone has just posted up a really hot picture of a hot chick and it's like Brennikova Savarka from Russia.
Dude
who has never stepped outside of Adelaide and probably still wanks in his mother's basement has added her as a friend. I'm like, there is no way there is a connection between the two.
Yeah.
And it's so often.
Yeah.
is so often. So, I'm with you, Leroy.
Do you want those people to start removing people from their list?
Yeah. I've basically done a cleanup already. I've removed lots of people that
I'm still your friend.
Yeah, you're still your friend.
Yeah.
I didn't see Leroy's Cape Jervis photos though. Is that?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's move on from that because that's awkward. Fez, what's your revolution?
I don't think we need a revolution. I like it how we are just now.
What? Are you telling me you like unnecessary sequels? You like Facebook friends who aren't actually your friend? You like being uncomfortable. Yes?
You like hipsters.
You like hipsters. Are you saying you like an uncomfortable hipster who enjoys trilogies and isn't your friend?
Well, obviously not.
Then start a revolution!
No, you guys pretty much thought of the main things. I think that's...
Oh, god damn it, Fez.
God damn
it,
yeah.
I think the next revolution is going to be less Fez on this podcast.
Yeah, well, there are I'm sure there are nice people who just like to have people as friends, and there are some good hipsters out there, and not all sequel or prequel or trilogy are that bad.
What are you going to say about comfort, man?
Yeah.
The track pants thing.
Yeah, track pants. Well, track pants is a pet peeve of mine, isn't it?
I love it how comfort just automatically means track pants.
Alright, there were a couple of good revolutions there. Apparently Fez is just happy with the world. Tell Syria that, dickhead. Alright, so what have we got? We've got Lexus. He's not here.
He's not. I can help him out, much the same I helped out Leroy. So now we have Lexus by proxy. With his new segment, after his abysmal effort last week, with the now Lexi Hypotheticals.
Hey guys, it's Lexus here, and this week I'd like to do a new segment called Lexi's Hypotheticals and scrap last week's segment, which was god awful. Alright, so Lexi's Hypotheticals, I want to go around the table and ask everyone a question. And it'd be great to hear everyone's responses or what they'd do or what they'd rather do instead. Alright, so the first question is, if you, and only you, won $40 million, what would you do? So would you tell anyone? How would you spend it? How would you share it? I'd just like to see how everyone's different in this regard.
I can kick it off.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with Tyson. Spin around.
First of all, wouldn't be on this podcast.
What are you talking about?
Second of all, none of you would know me anymore.
Dude, we're doing this for the laugh, not the money. There's no money coming in.
if we cash in these beer bottles, maybe a dollar around the table.
This is the podcast that like Fez's mom is listening to, and her alone.
But no, better answer would be I wouldn't go all out. You know, I hear too many stories of people winning the lottery, going all out, sharing too much. I wouldn't personally like anyone to know that. It's hard to keep, like you said, Adelaide's a small place. It's hard to keep everything kind of in, you know, in close. But people hear, you know, you get a good car, you get a good house. Everyone will be able to hear. But I'd like to, you know, maybe spend a portion of it, so say 5-6 mil, and then keep the rest for, you know, my future family. And then basically anything from my family onwards will always be rich. Well, not rich, but well off, you know, and support my family and my friends closest to me.
Yeah, no.
Probably.
That is so heartfelt.
Yeah.
It's actually decent. There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
What a nice person.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, if the money was in my front of my face, I'd say, fuck you all.
that's the answer you say in the hope that someone will give you that money.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I got that much money, I would probably invest in something so I can make more of the money.
Yeah.
Like property or something.
Yes.
I just love this. I love this guy. He gets 40 mil. All he's thinking about is making more.
well, you say it's easy to blow that money.
So property investments.
Would
you share any of it around?
Yeah, of course. I'll give some to charity. It's 40 million. I'm not going to be able to just waste that all the way.
And yet you want to earn more.
Yeah, because if I earn more, I can still give to charity.
Yeah. You can live off your interest.
Yeah.
So you'd buy property, give some to charity, that's what you'd do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and also help family out as well.
Yeah. Good save.
Boring.
Well, mine, of course. Well, sharing with close friends and family would be your first thing.
Housemate Leroy.
But yeah, like what Fair said, investing properties, but I want to be a sole property owner. So I'll just basically live off people's rent. Just go knocking at people's door, like, where's my money? Every single day. I'll structure it then. Every single day, I go to a house to get money for rent.
So pretty much like 31 houses.
Yeah. Every single day, Mondays to
Sundays.
Going to people, knocking at people's door, say, where's my money?
Dude.
The rent's due.
Shit, man.
Why would you pay someone to do that type of money?
Yeah. He's not joking if you just saw that evil laugh. He's not joking.
He just wants to see the look on like that single mother's face as she passes like the $200 she has to her name to it.
Of course, I'll like, if I could start a charity foundation, that like
bullshit.
charity.
The idea is like a self-sufficient charity that makes its own money.
Yeah,
it pays its own wages and helps people. That'd be great.
So, what would the charity be for?
For like homeless people, like if they're not homeless by choice. And they're looking for kids.
First of all, you're pretty much just trying to kick people out of home.
Yeah. You made them homeless. Yeah.
Then the choice is go to this charity to pay me rent.
That is what an evil person says after they realise how evil they are. Kidding. Right, fuck all this charity speak, all right? I'm gonna with my, what is it, $40 million?
It's a very specific amount.
It is a very specific amount. All right, obviously I'd pay off any debts that I have. After that, I'd go on a big holiday. And then after that, I would buy a swimming pool and fill it full of gummy worms. After that, I'd buy Fez a hooker. And then, after all that, I'll create my own charity, right? You got to start something fresh. You see homeless people when, you know, if they smoke, they scab through the bin, through the butts. Free cigarettes for the homeless.
Yeah.
Just want to point out, I do not want that hooker.
Well, it's coming. I've got $40 million.
Yeah.
I'll pay you to have sex with the hooker. For $1 million.
No, thanks.
Would you have sex with the hooker if I gave you $1 million?
No.
You can wear a condom.
You could then pay the hooker $500,000 to say you've had sex with her.
Yeah,
like that.
No. Unless Lee actually wants to sit there and watch.
No,
it.
I sit in the room watching, and the glow of a cigar just comes out in the darkness, and
you just hear a gentle fapping sound.
What's that? It's just the fan. I'm hot in here, Fez. No, so there you go. Pool full of gummy worms. Big holiday. Pay off my debts. Give Fez a hooker. Give cigarettes to the homeless, and then with the rest of it, yeah, invest. I'll pay Tyson $1 million to lick my tyres clean for a whole year. Yep.
You don't have to pay a mill,
man. For free. But I'd buy Leroy a new outfit every day for a year. And Steve, what would I do? I'd just I'd pay for breasts. I'll give you breasts. I would give you implants. Stephen would have a big set of double D's.
Do I get anything out of this?
No, you got to keep
back
them.
Problems.
Just back problems. Back problems. But at least you know that a millionaire who did deserve it is happy. That's what I'll do with my money.
All right, no, that's fair enough. That's probably good. So getting the boring stuff out of the way, I would invest some, give some to family, give some to charity. Another thing I would do, though, is I would purchase a giant tortoise for myself and all of my friends, and then I would like to ride these giant tortoises up and down Rundle Mall as like a, as like a posse.
That would be pretty cool.
And giant tortoises move quite slowly, so you, and I'd pay for, of course, crowd control around us so people don't mob the tortoises.
Like animal cruelty.
No, I'd feed them lettuce.
You can pay Peter off for that.
Posse
of tortoises.
Yeah, that's. I think that would probably set me back a fair bit.
It would be, yeah.
So I guess that's where most of my money would go. Would be to
$20 million in a turtle race. At least you get your money's worth.
No, we're not racing. We're just kind of gallivanting about on them, just waving to the public. And so I guess the five of us would get one. Yeah,
keep plus on Lexus. The ground.
I rethought that. I'd like to give us all a giant tortoise to ride on, but then we give Fez a normal sized tortoise which rides on Fez. So Fez has a normal sized tortoise on his head.
Yes.
While we all ride giant tortoises.
Okay, good responses, everyone. Although I'm a little disappointed with how much cocaine and hookers you guys are buying, but I'd better give my answer. I'd probably tell no one, put 20 mil in the bank, 4% interest, live off that the rest of my life, play with 20 of it, give it away to family, friends, pay off mates' mortgages and the family's mortgages, and go on a massive shopping spree with family and close mates is the first time I get it. Alright, second question. You can choose one of these things. Would you rather never have to eat again, never have to sleep again, or never have to breathe air again?
I choose never have to breathe again.
Never have to breathe again?
Yeah. Imagine going deep sea swimming. Just going all the way to the deep end.
But doesn't pressure...
Wouldn't it all go up your nose still?
Your brain would still explode. From the pressure.
Yeah, brain still explode.
Your brain would still explode, but it'd be under the sea.
You dive to that certain limit where it doesn't explode.
The brain explode limit.
You can even swim all the way to God knows China.
Yeah, okay. No, okay, cool.
I'd say sleep, just because you can have twice a day and
That's smart. That's kind of...
Yeah, I was going to say sleep, because a third of your life's wasted on sleep.
Yeah.
Think of how much... You know, how much you could achieve. How much stuff could you do when everyone else is asleep?
Yeah.
How much shit could you start? You know, piss your parents off, piss people off, wake up, you know, play loud music all night. Just piss everyone off, because you don't need to sleep, but everyone else does.
Okay, I wouldn't do it to it. Yeah. I wouldn't do it to annoy other people, but I agree with sleep. I would give up sleep because you get more of your day.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that's pretty self-explanatory, really.
You go crazy.
And,
no, because you're not going
to
have
it. I assume
you don't need it.
Strip clubs are open pretty late.
Yeah. I assume you don't get tired, so you just have more energy. So that seems like the go. And eat, I quite enjoy eating.
Yeah. That's interesting. I started off by saying I don't want to breathe anymore, because what's the point of it? You don't even realise that you're doing it half the time. But then listening to these guys, I'm like, no shit, sleep. You know, it's great when you wake up from a deep sleep and when you go into it, but there's 8 hours of nothing. And in that 8 hours, I could do so much, like, I don't know, another podcast with better people. So, I'm going to give up sleep.
Alright, and somewhat obviously, I would choose to never have to sleep. So you could stay up all night, do whatever the hell you want to do, never get tired. That'd be pretty awesome. So my final question for Lexi's hypotheticals is, would you rather be rich and ugly, or poor and good looking? So you're filthy rich, but you're also super ugly. You haven't just been hit with the ugly stick, you've been thrashed with it. Or would you rather be poor, so borderline homeless, or just living in squalor, in filth, but you're ridiculously good looking? Alright guys, tell me what you think.
So I'm actually kick off on this one. I would go with the poor and very good looking, for the pure reason that if you're looking like Brad Pitt, you're going to get yourself a movie role. Get yourself a movie role or a model. You get back on your feet. You get money. Nobody hates an ugly person. Wait, the other way. Nobody hates a beautiful looking person. So
yeah, well, we're throwing to your point though, is that if you're rich and ugly, plastic surgery, you know.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, but that doesn't look too good every now and then.
Yeah.
Genetics, when you have your own kid, and you'll be like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
That's true. And you'd feel like you'd earned it more. Like, if you're coming up from the slums, and you've, like, made your own riches.
But who says you're going to make it? I'm sure there's a lot of good-looking poor people that just end up looking like shit later on, because...
Yeah, very possibly, but I'd take that gamble, my friend. Yeah. Life's a gamble. Fair point. Sometimes you've got to jump in. It's got a bit deep.
It did get very deep. I'm sorry, because it's like that whole thing of money doesn't, you know, buy happiness. Bullshit. You can buy a lot of happiness with a lot of money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, if you are horrendously ugly, if you are like fucking, what's his name, Quasimodo crossed with Susan Boyle, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you got, no one is gonna bang your thing.
Yeah.
But if you're poor but hot, you could get up there.
Yeah.
You could be a toy boy. And how good would that be? Someone else just pays for your life just to swim in a pool and...
Oprah, bring it back.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. If Oprah's like, damn, you're hot, I'll go for it. So, yeah, poor and extremely good looking.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. Poor and good looking is the best option compared to being ugly. I mean, you can be good looking if you have a shitty attitude. You know, I'm sure you still make a couple of more friends than someone who's actually rich and ugly. Except for those actually goes for your money. Yeah, everyone would be actually going for you for your money than actually making, like,
being that's true.
That's true. You can't be in a real relationship, you know? Yeah. You can't find the person that you truly love.
Yeah, no, that is true. If you are horrendously ugly but have a lot of money, you'll get a lot of, like, those Playboy bunnies coming up and...
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say, but... Yeah, I'd say you'd be poor and ugly.
Well, it's interesting because... I was just about to say, because Ben's...
Sorry, I meant poor and good-looking.
Yeah, you're just thinking about yourself then, mate. Yeah.
You guys have probably persuaded me that poor and good-looking, I reckon. Before, I was more like, oh, rich and ugly. You'd still be able to live a good life no matter what, you reckon. You got money and everything, and you might be lonely, but you never have to work a day. You know, you might enjoy... you know, sitting in a closet all day and no one looking at you. You know. Good looking and poor.
Alright, cool. So let's wrap up this segment with Lexi's final thoughts.
And in response to my last question, I would be filthy rich and filthy ugly, because then I can have whatever the hell I want and maybe get plastic surgery. I don't know. We'll see.
So that takes us to the end of that segment. Now we've been to our traditionally final segment.
It's recreational activities.
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's get excited. Let's get some energy back into
it. Yeah! Energy!
Come on!
The sun's gone down, but our hopes don't have to. Come on!
Alright, so last podcast we had a very festive recreational activity. And if you didn't listen last week, which you should have... I basically gave everyone the activity of wrapping one present in newspaper, and delivering it to that person with everyone else around. Everyone else is in pristine, nice wrapping, and then, suss out the reactions. So how did everyone go, and was it all well received, or... You know, as everyone probably saw, we all put our photos up on the Facebook, and everyone got really creative, putting, you know, actually put thought into the newspaper. We'll switch it to Leroy. How did it all go?
Well, what happened was the missus actually bought Sunnies from OPSO.
Yep.
And it came with this $50 gift card. It came in a nice square packaging. I basically wrapped that up and re-gifted that to her. The nice. $50 free gift card.
That's good. That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Her reaction was, well, I bet to you all's prices, but I got got a scolding from her.
A scolding?
Yeah.
She already received a gift before.
Yeah. Do I take any blame in this?
Nah, you don't take any blame. I actually, when, for the sake of the podcast, I went the extra mile. So I wrapped it up in Office Works, catalog.
Yeah.
And be a little bit creative, yeah. You know, add a little bit more like accessories, like ribbon onto Office Works paper as well.
So she could see things that she would have preferred more on the packaging than what she actually got.
Yeah,
nice.
So, free gift.
But she couldn't use her gift voucher at Office Works.
It's only OPSN. Gift card.
Yeah, what are you going to buy with that? $50.
Lee, how did yours go?
It was interesting. It was my dad didn't even notice at all the whole time. It was sitting under the tree for 3 days. He was like, "Oh, there's presents under there." Didn't say anything about the newspaper. Even when he picked it up and unwrapped it, didn't say a thing about the newspaper. And I might add that I did put the adult relaxation services part on it. So it was covered in Call Me Now, you know, Asian massage, I'll pull your dick, all that stuff. And didn't say a word. The only person who actually noticed was Mum. And all she said was, "Why did you wrap Dad's present in the newspaper?" To which I said, "Oh, it's a part of our podcast," and she lost interest and walked away.
Much like most of our listeners.
Much like those out there, they'll probably walk away now.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Dad didn't give a shit. I think it's because he felt the rattle of the beer in there. So as soon as he actually got it close enough to his face, he was like, "Okay, I know what this is."
Yeah.
Rip it off. So, yeah, it was interesting.
No, it's good.
Interesting. Not huge reaction, but definitely won by Mum.
Well, he was disappointed. He had some numbers there that give him a bit of a pick-me-up.
Exactly. Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I hate this beer, but at least I can get a rubber tug in Salisbury." Done.
Cool. All right, well, yeah, I went... I wrapped all my family's gifts up in normal wrapping paper with the exception of my little sister.
Who'd care most.
So, essentially, I wrapped her Christmas gift up in The Australian. I felt like she could do with some looking up on how the finances are going. So, I just told her that the greatest gift of all is the gift of knowledge.
Oh.
To which she said, "Wrap it better next year."
Well, we've got some activity going on here. Mine, just wrapped my dad's up in, I think it was Chemist King's half-price vitamins. And thought, that was quite, relevant for him. You know, he might, take advantage of the Boxing Day sales, and so he seemed to love it. Looked at it, had a read through it, both ends, so he was pretty happy with that. And I reckon this might be a tradition, birthdays, Easters, buddy, happy Hanukkahs, whatever, whatever you do.
Which is not Jewish, so that would be weird.
Obviously, as you guys know, I don't celebrate Christmas, but my sister picked me up from Henley Beach at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Was that when you finished your sex working shift?
And so pretty much as a thanks, the shops are closed on Tuesday, but on Wednesday, which was the deadline for this, I just went to get her a gift early in the morning, and I wrapped it up with a super cheap orders catalog.
Nice.
That's what all girls like.
Yeah. So you got a cheap order.
She had a bewildered look on her face, but when she opened it up, she was happy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What'd you get her?
Cadbury roses.
Okay, yeah, nice.
That's
nice.
That's how you say thank you. Have you not seen the ad?
Yeah, thank you very much for the Cadbury roses. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much for delicious milk chocolate by Cadbury roses. Will we get some money from that?
Hopefully.
That was our shout out.
Yeah, I'll start sending them emails.
Alright, so that was a reflection on last podcast activity. So now we've got this week's recreational activity. Alright. Wear anything backwards feels a bit weird, doesn't it? So, backwards shorts, backwards socks, backwards shoes.
Backwards socks? How do you do that?
No, I've done that before. Yeah, really? You can do it. Oh, it's just like the heel side is like on the top of your...
Ah.
But shoes. Bizarre.
But I want to try.
With shoes on.
I want to trial as the activity next 2 weeks until the next podcast, backwards underwear. Now, I think I know it's conflicting with Lee. He gets off.
Do I have to pull my scrotum under my leg and gaffer tape it to my ass for 2 weeks?
It's good, mate. I know. No, yeah, now Lee gets off this scot-free.
No!
Can you make 2 weeks with wearing backward underwear and not even feeling a difference? Because I
think that's a very good recreational activity.
My perception is after about 3 or 4 days, you won't even fucking know if they're on front or backwards.
Oh, I don't think so, man. Bear in mind that we're all males.
There will be a lot of giveaway in the ball region, the ass will be just tight.
And you know, I'm not needing to see any photos. I'm not. I didn't make this activity to see somebody naked selfies or whatever. You know, so
that's why I made his New Year's resolution.
So you know, the trust factor would just be kicked in here. 2 weeks from tomorrow onwards, wearing your underwear backwards and see how you feel.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Well, it's a physical impossibility for me. Yeah. I feel fine about it.
Yeah. That's okay.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, if I'd done that earlier, I would have rethought the corpses.
This is why we probably should discuss things more clear before the podcast.
It was supposed to be a restitution to wait for me to get back at him.
It's a benefit.
Yeah. Get out of jail free card.
But he may fail the free balling ones,
That's true.
I'd rather be free ball.
When does it need to start after this podcast?
Yeah, okay, so the restitutions, let's start from the 3rd, so tomorrow.
From tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, so you don't need to, go out right now and whip your...
Because I was going to stand in front of the microphone and hear the rustle of my pubes against it as I take my underwear.
And I think I'll see you probably within that time, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'll just ask for a cheeky look.
Some good mates too. Not fair, though.
Actually, while we're on this topic, and we've got the listeners, you know, listening to this, why don't we come up with something with a costume? We just said wear a costume.
Oh, yes.
Maybe let's just go around everyone.
Yeah, around the table.
Is it one for each person on this table? Like, if someone
I think just make a costume.
Exactly.
So then, whoever loses has to do that costume.
Sumo costume.
Well, that's if you got one, that's too easy, mate. Yeah. Just everyone's. Well, that can be. So everyone says one, and we'll pick the best or worst one, however you look at it. I think. Okay, so you want to start sumo?
All right, Fez is going sumo. All right.
I got dressed as your mum.
Dressed as your specific. So yeah,
as your specific mum. So wear something from her closet.
Okay, that's not too bad. I guess I will go with. I feel like some type of barnyard animal. Just a barnyard animal.
Barnyard animal.
Yeah. And you can pick your own, whether it be chicken, pig, cow.
Okay.
This is for who fails the restitution thing?
No, it's the winner. Of course it's the failure.
So, if everyone does it, no one has to wear a costume.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
Everyone passes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I reckon you should go dressed up as the blonde chick from ABBA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blonde chick from ABBA.
I say wear tights, like those ballerina, male ballerinas.
Like leggings.
Yeah, leggings all the way to the top with those.
Oh, leotard.
I just
wear my wrestling freaking outfit.
Yeah, no, they're
so you're talking about those ones that are like straps on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whoa. That one's good. That one's good. Leotard's good.
Some tap dancing shoes as well at the bottom.
I think that because I just feel like I'm the least likely to succeed because I hate Facebook status updates.
Oh, you've got the easiest one.
You just gotta do it.
Yeah, but I can't say it's for the podcast. I gotta do 2 a day, and they've gotta end with shit like "you know who you are" or "the world sucks."
Yeah.
I can't believe the shit that he's saying is on Facebook. Oh, Stephen, are you all right?
I hardly have. Bright colored clothes.
you got a girlfriend the same size.
Yeah, go shopping.
All right.
Take the missus out shopping. She'll get you some nice, bright clothes.
I've got to just take pictures of girls.
Just the normal day-to-day routine.
No leaves, though. It's got to be out of the bushes. You've got to be actual in contact with them.
And no upskirt shit, man.
And definitely awake.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, so what do we think? What's the go?
I'm going to vote Barnyard Animal because it's just absurd.
Yeah.
No one is going to look anything like it. You're not even a human, and yeah. It's a formal event.
I feel like Barnyard Animal is the way to go, because if you come in a leotard, people are just going to think that either you think you're pretty good,
yeah.
or there's something a bit wrong.
No. How many? Whoa.
So, yeah, I'll go with Barnyard. So, what are you going?
So, what did you say,
leotard?
I was going to say leotard.
I was going to say leotard just because I reckon mid-January it's going to be hot as hell in a barnyard.
But then, I'm going to say barnyard then, so then...
yeah.
Because I was going to say leotard, but then you guys persuaded me because you're still a person. And then...
You're still a person.
But if you dress up as a fucking animal, like, people will be like, that guy's off the fucking rails.
So, yeah, done.
All right, and Fez, your vote doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks very much for listening. Happy New Year, everyone. Fez, take us out for this first podcast of 2013.
Yeah, see you later, guys.
Pathetic.
All right, cheers, guys.